Welcome back to Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket online at WTK.com. Once again, we remind you for all your academic information, CUAA.edu. That's CUAA.edu. They have all the information how you can live uncommon. The theme for this year, great videos on there about how you can live uncommon, plus all the information for degrees and different programs of study, visit day information, contact information, application information, and more right there at CUAA.edu. For your athletic information, there's ConcordiaCardinals.com, and you can download the Concordia Cardinals app for your iPhone or your Android. And there's this show, Cardinals Corner, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket. So as we told I told you in the last segment, we're going to spend a lot of time now talking hockey. And as the hockey programs are being given birth, if you will, by their coaches in the athletic department, we start on the women's side of things with Maria Barlow, head coach of the Concordia women's hockey team. Coach Barlow, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
We're really happy to have you here on the show. And before we jump into too much, let's go back. And for those that haven't heard your story, just a little bit of your background and how you ended up here at Concordia.
Yeah, so I played hockey my whole life growing up, learned how to skate on the lake, and I've lived in Howell, Michigan my whole life. So I'm a local player, and ended up going to Michigan State to play hockey there. And actually, my whole family played college basketball here at Concordia, so that's how I already knew the Concordia name when the job got posted, and that's kind of how I ended up here.
So you went the one route to go to Michigan State and obviously playing hockey, but the family went here. Was there there was never a pull, I guess, because they didn't have the hockey program back then. You wouldn't have had the pull to come here then, but it's maybe a family thing now to kind of come full circle for you.
Right, it is, yeah.
So exciting stuff. All right, you got to tell me, growing up playing hockey on the lake, what's that like? Because, most winters it's not a problem, but every once in a while you can't get out there all that often. But what's it like for those that haven't played lake hockey? What's it like to go out there and play on ponds and lakes?
Oh, it's a totally different experience than playing in the rink. Lose a bunch of pucks in the snow and in the middle of the lake, and you're skating on sometimes really smooth ice, sometimes it's really awful ice, but it's just like that pure old-fashioned hockey, so it's a lot more fun than the rink.
All right, so let's talk about the growth of women's hockey to the to where we now have an opportunity here at Concordia to launch a women's hockey program. There are still not that many women's college hockey programs in the state. There are a few, but obviously it's still not here. It's the only one in Ann Arbor, the one here at Concordia. Just talk about, from your perspective, the growth of women's hockey in this state as you've seen it through your eyes.
Yeah, I think it is growing a lot, but I think adding it here at Concordia is what's going to really jumpstart the growth of it. But I'm really excited to give more Michigan girls the opportunity. You know, we're a hotbed of hockey here in Michigan, but we tend to send all our elite players out to other states to play college hockey. So I think getting more schools on board to add women's hockey here is really going to help grow the game even more.
So from now that you talk about that and you're going to be building this program, how can you, as a coach, you're building on faith and vision, what is the recruiting pitch like for these young athletes?
Yeah, so I definitely preach the side of the Lutheran school, and I think that also makes the parents feel a lot better too. It's a really family atmosphere because of that, and that's one of the key points. Going to chapel, being together with your team, doing things like that is really comforting to not only the recruit, but the parents. I also preach that I'm not forcing them into it, that sort of thing, but it's you really grow in not only schooling and hockey, but in your faith here.
Absolutely. As we talk so much here on the show about the pillars of the school, the academics, the athletics, and the faith-based part of it as well. And Lonnie and I've talked a lot about how it all kind of all comes together. And, of course, from your family background, you came in a very familiar spot, which is something that Lonnie and I've actually talked a lot about. It's not just hiring a coach. It's not just about finding someone that can coach. There's a fit thing that goes along as well. And your background obviously really lends to that fit that he and I talk so much about. So tell us about the building of the program. Talk about the initial recruiting and how things are starting to come together, knowing that you're 7, 8, 9 months away from those initial contests.
Yeah, so the recruiting's been going well. It's a lot of work, but I love it. I'd rather be out in an ice rink than sitting at a desk any day. Those first couple months, it was all about kind of getting the name out there. Not a lot of people knew what Concordia was, or if they did, they didn't know we were starting a women's hockey team. So I think just getting word out there, hearing girls talk about it with their parents was kind of cool, just hearing the word of mouth around the rink of people understanding that we were starting this program. But, yeah, since then it's been rolling. I think I have campus visits almost every week and getting new girls applied and accepted and getting offer letters out to them. So it's definitely moving here.
So speaking of moving, so you talked to the kids about the athletics part of it, obviously, that you'll be able to have the great facility over there in Chelsea to play. You have the athletics, or the academic side, the faith side. So you are able to throw all those things out there. Do you have is there a number right now as far as how many kids are in the in your current class, the initial class?
Yeah, so I have officially I have 3 signed, and I think I have 6 or 7 more offers out there that we're just kind of waiting on final decisions from the girls there. And then I have a pretty good handful of girls who are in the middle of the application process or waiting to visit, that sort of thing. So there's around 20 girls being bounced around right now.
It's always an exciting time and a little nerve-wracking time for coaches as you're hoping to get those in. I know some of the coaches on campus, and I talked to Lonnie a little bit about the parallels between the launching of lacrosse over the last couple of years and now the launching of hockey. With the lacrosse program, I know there are at least on the women's side, there were a few players that were other athletes on other teams on campus at Concordia that decided, you know what, this looks like fun, I'm going to play this. Can you do that the same way in hockey? To me, it seems a little bit harder. A, the seasons are longer, so the overlap with other sports. But also, you have to know how to skate. That's a little bit. That's the added thing that makes it a little bit more, a little trickier, I'm assuming, for you to just maybe cherry pick some athletes from the other sports that can also come help you out as well.
Right. Yeah. It's. I always say it's a whole nother skill. Everyone knows how to walk and run, and then all you have to do is learn how to pick up the basketball or the lacrosse stick from there. But yeah, hockey's a totally another skill. It's kind of like being a baby and learning how to walk is getting out on that ice for the first time. So it's not quite as easy to pick up athletes from around campus. And like you said, with the overlap, hockey's such a long season. If you pick from a spring sport or even, you know, middle, winter, fall, all of that, they all overlap. So that's pretty hard. Some of the coaches are willing to work with it, and so am I, to have those dual athletes. But it's not quite as easy for me to pick from.
So the next step, as we talk to Maria Barlow, head hockey coach at Concordia, women's hockey coach at Concordia here on Cardinals Corner Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. What is your timeline? Like, so today obviously is March 14th, so it's just the middle of the third month of the year. The season won't be here until the late part of the fall, but you're continuing to build the roster and other things. So take us through what these next 6 or so months will look like from you, from a coaching perspective, as far as getting the team together.
Yeah, I think the biggest part is just kind of making that. I've already made a lot of the contact with the girls, and now it's just following up with them, getting girls applied, accepted, visiting campus. So yeah, these next few months and the summer months will be a lot of prep time, getting those last few girls kind of in their positions, kind of nailed down, you know, all registered for school, and then work on probably getting our locker rooms ready, getting all the equipment ready, and then getting the girls on campus will be the exciting part.
So it's kind of weird, though, right? You're a coach without a team to coach at the moment, so it's got to be a little bit weird for you that you have all this work to do, but none of it involves truly game planning stuff. And even then, it's probably pretty hard to game plan for that first season. You're probably that first year focusing more on your team skill set than obviously on a game-to-game basis. You will look at what the other team does, but I'm assuming that for the next many months as you're talking to your team that it's really all about the Concordia team's skill set and coming together as a crew.
Right, yeah. It is weird to you're a college hockey coach, but I haven't actually coached any of the games for the Cardinals yet. But yeah, like you said, there's always lots of work to do and building the program, so we definitely stay busy.
Have you thought about leadership within the program, knowing that you're going to be a really young team? Obviously, it's a first-year program, so the vast majority of your athletes will be first year on a college campus. Have you thought about where that on-team leadership will come from, or do you think that'll be organic once the ladies all get together?
Yeah, I think it'll mostly be organic because most of the girls will pretty much all be the same age coming in. I'm hoping to get a couple older girls transferred from community college or that sort of thing in. But I think that there's a couple girls I have an idea that might be some of the better leaders, but I definitely want to see it blossom and see the girls kind of figure it out for themselves who's going to be the young leaders here.
I love watching the development and the growth of the programs. We saw it with the lacrosse teams as they're now in year two, and we'll see it with the hockey teams as well. Have you had a chance, or have you and Coach Kenyon both had a chance to talk to your counterparts in lacrosse, because they went through this exact process over these last few years?
Oh, yeah, we definitely are in contact with a lot of the coaches, especially lacrosse. We actually share an office with the women's lacrosse coach, so we talk strategy with her a lot and compare the struggles but also the rewarding side of it with each other, which is really nice to have.
Yeah, it's the next few years will be that unique balance of the growing pains of a new program and also those really exciting moments where you get some victories in there. And it's fun to watch. It's been fun to watch the growth of football over these last many years now with doing this show and watching what Lonnie was able to do from a zero-win team to where they are now obviously in the postseason, watching the growth of all the different schools, the programs on campus. It's been a lot of fun, and it'll be no different with the women's hockey program. Is it really looking forward to seeing what you guys can do once you get out on the ice? Of course, that's many months away. So I know you have a lot of hard work between now and then. Good luck with that hard work. We will catch up with you down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks to Coach Maria Barlow for joining us here on the show. We'll go from the women's hockey team to the men's hockey team next here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.